All right, so you may be headed to opening day. You may be tailgating. You may be rolling with the cooler. Let's talk about that. And maybe even the rolling cooler coming up here in 4 minutes.
But right now, for those going out to opening day, you just might be packing up the cooler.
Oh, yeah. Got to, if you're going to tailgate. May have two or three of them. Gordo made the outrageous claim the other day that, and both of our garages are messes. I surveyed my garage yesterday and realized that if you included every cooler there and one that I have in storage at another storage unit that I got to get closed down, that's a whole nother story.
Lord.
But if you included all that, I'm up to 8 coolers right now.
Oh, my God.
And I only use one. And, yeah, way out of control on coolers. And we've added on to them during the years, like with 3 kids, if there was a birthday party, it seemed like you needed more than one cooler. So you'd have 3 coolers, maybe.
I can see the need for a household having, like, 3 coolers for different purposes.
Yeah. There's one that I take hunting and fishing. That's the bucket cooler, which has that new technology. Not to mention any company's names, but yeah. Do you guys have the next level cooler that maybe rhymes after with Fetty or
yeah? After the Sasquatch Martic. Related,
yes, yes.
No, I haven't purchased one of those. They're very expensive, right?
Yes.
Have they come down in price yet?
A little bit, maybe, but they're more than your average cooler. But they
and have other companies caught up with
yes,
the.
Yes, there are several others who have copied that model, and I got to tell you, it's worth it. It is amazing.
That's what I hear. The people that have them swear by them.
It's amazing how things will stay cold. The ice will not melt.
So tell me how it took us this long to come up with a cooler technology.
I don't know.
That would actually keep things cold for that long.
I don't know. When you were growing up, did you have the whip styrofoam cooler that would squeak in the back seat and...
Oh, gosh.
I hate that thing. Those stupid plastic red tabs at the top would latch on with.
Boy, and it wouldn't take much to knock a hole in one of those things. You just catch a corner leaving the house, and all of a sudden you got a leak on your hand.
And there's some people that have that styrofoam squeak phobia.
Yeah.
Like they can't stand the sound of the styrofoam squeaking.
Two of my kids have that, and it's painful to watch them. Yeah, they go, please do not touch those two things together. I highly recommend that. Also, when I just think of all the, and you're about to run into this junior now with a child. I don't know if it's just birthday parties or gatherings during the summer, especially like a 4th of July thing. I bet I have hauled some sort of cooler. I bet I've hauled 20 miles worth of coolers.
What?
I've hauled coolers 20 miles worth. Let me rephrase that. Yeah. I bet I've walked miles with coolers, carrying a heavy cooler of drinks and food.
Yeah.
And that's why when the rolling cooler came out, you, Mr. Rolling Cooler,
Cooler Roller
guy,
Man.
Yeah. That really was a game changer because you didn't have to basically, okay, I'm going to power lift here from there to that picnic table.
Why did
it
take us so long to figure out, hey, we have these two inventions.
I don't know.
Called wheels and coolers. Let's combine them.
Same thing with luggage.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that was a game changer.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than when you're trying to hand carry one of the large coolers that the ice is melted in and you got drinks in it and you get the slosh cooler. So you got that violent weight distribution that's flying back and forth.
On. Let's just stop walking here just for a second.
We need to let the water settle for a second.
Let this settle and then we'll have this two-man team carried across this field and we'll try to make it another 300 yards before we drop it down.
And as you observed one time, why is it that dads in a family always become the pack mule? Dad's the family pack.
That's our job.
Now, I know women feel the same way because they have to carry a bunch of stuff for kids.
Yeah.
But when it's a family outing, it always seems like the dad is the one that, okay, I'll make the 12 trips back to the van to get all the stuff. Y'all just go in and get settled at the restaurant.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. And I'll be your logistics team.
Including loading the cooler. I've gotten really good at that over the years, too.
You can Tetris everything in there, right?
Yeah, Tetris everything.
Know what should go on the bottom and what should go on the top.
That's another thing that's helped out is, yeah, you can go with ice, or you can make your own ice packs, like take the plastic bag and put ice in it. But the little plastic...
The blue magical blue stuff?
The blue magic that you freeze.
Yeah.
Those are great.
They work well?
Yes. They work really well. I've got four or five of those, and you can keep, if you got the new technology cooler, two or three of those, you're good. And this can be putting that cooler in the back of a truck, and it could be 103 out, and you're fine.
Well, how are the new coolers working?
Like, I don't
what
know.
Is
Some
what are they
sort
putting
of magical
in it?
Military grade something?
Is it just like so? There's two different walls, and they fill like with. Is there some special kind of gas they're putting between the walls of the cooler, like unicorn burps or something that it just keeps it so magically frozen?
It's a good question.
I don't know. It's a new technology that one company had. A lot of companies have now copied it. And yeah, if you don't, you've got how many coolers? You think you're up to six or seven?
Seriously, probably in the mid teens. I would say
oh
at
my
least
gosh.
15.
Unbelievable!
It's a battle I can't win. Just know that it's always a combination of two things. It's need a cooler, don't know where all the other ones are, or need a cooler. And the only ones that I can find of all the ones that are scattered throughout.
Not big enough.
Not clean right now. Going to the store anyway for supplies. Just go ahead and pick up. I'm not sure where the other one is, and this one's not clean, so just pick up a new one.
You have 15.
Yeah.
You have 8. We have 2.
Yes.
You're much more squared away.
You're properly coolered.
Yeah.
But ours are old. We don't have the new technology. I'm interested in that blue ice block, ice pack technology instead of ice, because that's the biggest beating of a cooler prep to me, is to have to go to the store, get the ice, come home, load it down. And if you don't have to put up with that and then draining the cooler from time to time because the ice starts to melt.
Oh, yeah.
And you always leave it in there way too long, and it's nothing but water after a while, and you feel the temperature. Yeah, it's still cold enough. It's still working.
It's gross.
But it's gross.
And then if you go months before you... After the vacation, and you don't empty the cooler, and you open it up, and you got basically pond life in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's been one of my biggest battles and pet peeves.
Crawdads and minnows swimming around.
Letting kids, hey, Dad, can I use the cooler? Yeah, sure. And then they use it. 3 weeks later,
they don't clean it.
It's time for me to use it and open it up, and oh, God!
Yeah.
That is a swamp in there.
You wake up 2 hours later, pass out next to the cooler because you've been overwhelmed.
There's half a watermelon and catfish bait in there, and it's like, oh my gosh. Why didn't you clean this thing out? And that's the thing too. I don't know if you ever get that rotten smell out of a cooler once it really gets...
Yeah, somehow coolers will turn on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Once they've had that rotten smell in there, they just... can't get it out of there.
So how do you get rid of an old cooler? Sounds like you've got 10 to get rid of. I've got probably 4 or 5.
I know. But maybe the solution is get rid of all the low-tier coolers that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Buy one really nice, high-tech, a lot of sunk money into the cooler because it's high-tech.
Yeah.
And therefore, there would be care that would be given to it because it is an investment.
Right, and you'll want to take care of it.
Right.
Keep it nice. Don't keep catfish bait in it for 3 weeks.
What size do you go with, though? That's the other problem. I mean, you got to have different coolers for different sized. You got a big truck, so you can fit a big cooler in it.
Yeah, I actually probably need a bigger one than I have, because inevitably when we go somewhere and we are bringing goods that have to be kept cold, we'll have to go with 2 coolers.
I'm also kind of an anti-cooler guy in the sense of that, you know, it's like going on a road trip, it's 3 hours away. Do we need to pack the cooler
once we get to our destination?
It seems like humans have settled these areas between our origin and our destination.
Yes.
So
we've got to go to the store here, and we've got to load up.
Why are we loading up with 2 weeks of supplies in the cooler for a day trip?
That's a really good question, and I am not the one in my household to ask that question.
So you've encountered this too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We could probably get those products in the place that we're going.
Yeah. Like I think they sell them.
We think they sell broccoli in Austin.
I don't know. Let's pack it and let's make sure it's cold enough. We recently saw something. Corby got this delivered up here to the studio. A cooler with a remote control, and it's got a little electric engine on it.
Yeah, I don't know what that thing is out there.
It's that a remote control. Level it's like a cooler roller guy.
Yeah, it's like an Escalade cooler or something. I don't know what it's, or a Humvee. What is that thing?
And it steers.
Yeah, it steers. Yeah, you have a remote control, so you can drive. So Idiocracy. You can drive the Humvee cooler over to your friends who are sitting on the other side of the patio with the remote control
so
to let them have a beer.
Up.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. Just making us all lazy.
Don't want to move.
Right.
We don't want to move. You've seen it at the tailgate party, haven't you? At some of the football games, Junior, where the guy's riding around on the cooler.
Yeah.
It's like gas powered.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's Idiocracy.
It's another sign that we're getting close to the ultimate Idiocracy. But no, you guys really should get the leveled up cooler. The
I
new
will.
Technology. It's worth it, I think.
I
yeah,
will.
They are overpriced, but they're pretty awesome.
Ours are very old technology.
Yeah.
They're old coolers. They're probably 15-year-old coolers, 20-year-old coolers.
And if you had to get rid of a cooler, I would think a shelter or a church, they could probably use another cooler, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
If it has
yeah.
your last name on the
they
top.
They reuse coolers.
Seems like they're always needing
Seems like every time I want to donate stuff, there'll be an odd list of items we don't take.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't understand why that would be an item you
don't need
take.
A quality cooler here?
I mean, I get it on underwear and things like that, but what are you talking about? What's wrong with the cooler?
I'm always offended by those
I
lists.
I am too. I
said, I'm like, I'm giving you this.
Yes.
One other nice thing about the new cooler is it has quality hinges on it, not the ones that become separated and you get flip lid.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah. Because the old cooler hinges were just bent plastic. They were just kind of like, you know, creased plastic.
Yeah.
And so they would tear off and then you would get the, when you unlatch it, the lid goes sliding off.
But it's got a plastic tether on it. So it just dangles there. Yeah.
Oh, it's so annoying.
That's another thing about the new wave, coolers. They don't do that.
They have industrial grade hinges.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
It'll last you for a while. I've had mine for probably, again, this is trying to guess time here. I'm guessing 10 years, and it looks like it's brand new.
This is your new tech cooler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The ones that they dump on head coaches look basically the same they have for forever.
Yeah.
Why have they not updated that cooler technology?
I don't know.
Those are different coolers. They just dispense water or Gatorade.
Yeah.
You don't really take them to a picnic and put a bunch of cans in those. I guess you could.
I've got a couple of those, too. I think I've got the
Do you really?
Sideline cooler. I got a few of those. This would be so much more efficient. Everyone just gets water out of that. Yeah, we've got those. We have too many coolers. I think that would be interesting for the P1s just to take inventory and see how many coolers you have today.
The worst is when you're doing an ice-based cooler. You don't have the special blue bricks, the blue frozen bricks, and then something gets loose in there. Oh, the half and half lunch meat opened up.
Yeah.
Oh God!
Then the whole
Someone
thing's ruined.
Spills a beer in there or something. It just makes it so nasty.
The half and half opened up.